Penguin Random House Audio presents Your One Word, the powerful secret to creating a business and life that matter. This is the author, Evan Carmichael. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Winston Churchill. Introduction. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Lao Tzu, ancient Chinese philosopher known as the founder of philosophical Taoism. If you had one shot. Eminem, rapper and best-selling U.S. recording artist, said, "If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?" Evan, I paid you big money. I flew you halfway around the world to be here today. You better make this audience come alive. Those were the words the organizer of the conference in Malaysia said to me 2 minutes before I was due on stage to kick off his event. Quite the pep talk. Malaysia Social Media Week, MSMW, was a big deal. I walked into the hall and could tell these guys meant it. Huge room, giant stage, bright lights, high-end audiovisual gear, cameras from every angle, chairs filled the room, and people were streaming in. For the first time in a while, I was really nervous. Eminem's lyrics were in my head. I didn't want to let my shot slip. Somehow, between the jet lag and caffeine sugar rush from a Frappuccino, I steadied my nerves and told the organizer, "Don't worry, Norman, I got this." I'd gone to Malaysia to discuss a powerful secret I discovered and that changed my life, my business, and those of the entrepreneurs I'd introduced it to. Norman had reason to be worried, though. He had asked me to come speak after seeing my YouTube videos. He liked my passion and wondered if I could pass it on to entrepreneurs in his country. In front of the largest audience MSMW had ever seen, senior government officials, some of the nation's top marketing influencers, and an international web audience, I was about to take the stage. If I didn't deliver, Norman would be on the hook for bringing this Canadian YouTuber to headline their event. What happened next was amazing. I got up and shared the one-word secret that had changed everything for me, and the audience loved it. Laptops were pounded on furiously with notes. The session was trending nationally on Twitter. The large screen keeping track of live interactions updated so quickly that you couldn't read it anymore. By the end of the hour, people lined up not to ask questions, but to take pictures with me. I went from unknown to rock star in 60 minutes. The best part was coming out and seeing Norman. He was smiling from ear to ear and gave me a bone-crushing handshake that seemed to last for days and a heartfelt message. Thank you for helping us believe. In this book, I'm going to share that one-word secret to help transform you into a powerful force for good and help you get through your worst days. The worst day of my life. Regina Brett, New York Times best-selling author and newspaper columnist, said, "No one really has a bad life, just bad moments." Danny, I quit. I couldn't believe those words were coming out of my mouth. All my life, I grew up believing that you should never quit on something that's important to you. My parents always told me that I was a Castrilli Carmichael and could do anything. And here I was telling my business partner that I was done. Finito. Out. I was over at my parents' house for dinner and took the call from Danny upstairs. The past year had been really hard. I turned away six-figure jobs to do my own business and ended up making only $300 a month and not being able to survive. When my friends invited me out for birthdays or dinners, I had to say no. I told them I was busy working on my business, but the reality was that I couldn't afford the $20 the evening would cost, and I was too embarrassed to tell them that I didn't have any money. I mean, here I was, turning down jobs that they wanted so I could live the entrepreneur's dream. How could I tell them the truth? I felt like a huge fraud. So Danny, my business partner, wanted to talk. We disagreed on what to do next in the business. I felt like we tried everything and nothing was working out. I'd had success with everything I'd ever applied myself to: school, sports, piano lessons, if I worked harder, I would get better. And here I was pouring every ounce of strength I had, putting every waking moment and every single dollar into a business that wasn't working. I felt hopeless. My once sky-high self-confidence was in the toilet. Enough was enough. I couldn't take it anymore. So I quit. Then I cried, uncontrollably. I cried so hard, I didn't know what was coming out of my eyes and what was coming out of my nose. I'm not one who cries much, but I didn't know what else to do. I felt like everything I'd worked on, everything I'd believed in, everything I'd loved had just been taken away from me. My mother, hearing me sobbing, came upstairs, put her hands on my shoulders, and tried to comfort me. I have no idea what she said. I couldn't hear it. I was too lost. I went to bed and hoped better days were ahead. Time to rise. Confucius, philosopher and founder of Confucianism, said, "Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall." I woke up the next day and asked myself, "What do I want to do with my life? If money wasn't a concern, if I could do anything I wanted, if I had no restrictions, what would I do?" It didn't take me long to figure out that if I could do anything, I would get back into my business. If you're doing something just to make money, it's easy to quit. Most people do. But if you're doing something because it makes you come alive, then removing the restrictions life throws at you clears the path. I didn't want to live in regret for the rest of my life, wondering what would have happened if I had just gotten up for one more day and kept running my company. I didn't want to go take a job I didn't love, hoping one day to get back to my business while digging myself further and further into a corporate world I didn't know if I'd be able to get out of. I had to find a way to keep going with my business. The optimist in me took over. I didn't know how it was going to work out. We had no evidence that what we were doing would work. I was making $300 a month for crying out loud, but I had to believe it would. I got dressed, made my lunch. Lunch was always canned beans with olive oil and herbs. It was all I could afford. And headed over to my partner's apartment as I usually did. He had a small condo that functioned as our corporate headquarters. He worked in his den, which is too small for both of us to fit in, so I worked at his dining room table. The entire way there, I was nervous. I had just quit on him the night before, and now here I was, coming back to work. I didn't know how he would react. Maybe he'd call me a traitor or deserter. Maybe he wouldn't let me back in. At best, I was expecting an awkward conversation. At worst, I would be out. But I had to find out. He opened the door and looked me right in the eyes. I looked back at him. To my surprise, he didn't bring anything up. We just dove back into our work. He understood how stressful this business was and cut me a huge amount of slack. I had hit my bottom and needed to find a way to get momentum. Why I wrote this book. Anne Mulcahy, former chairperson and CEO of Xerox Corporation, said, "When you have that window of opportunity called a crisis, move as quickly as you can, get as much done as you can. There's a momentum for change that's very compelling." I wrote this book to give you momentum. I made it through. I went from having an income below the poverty line to signing NASA and Johnson & Johnson as clients. We had customers in more than 30 countries. Within 3 years of my I quit moment, we built and sold our company, and I moved on to other businesses, investments, and adventures. I almost didn't make it, but thankfully, I did. And I want you to as well. I wrote this book because 80% of startups fail. Because chances are you've had moments when you cried your guts out over your company. Because you've told yourself or your business partner that you quit. Because you've doubted yourself and felt like you should be doing way better, making way more money, and having a way bigger impact on the world. Just like I did. Every time I meet entrepreneurs who are struggling to get their businesses to where they want them to be, I think back to that night at my parents' house when my dreams fell apart, when I couldn't understand how I could be pouring my heart into this idea and not getting any momentum, when I felt completely lost, hopeless, and worthless. I don't want you to go through that. entrepreneurs feed my
sample complete. Ready to continue?